but I don't think they're like considered to be emo in the same scene.
Not in the show.
But they would be on. They could be on the festival, and it would be.
It'd be like, awesome.
Yeah. Totally. They were first year. Avril Lavigne played weekend one, got sick. Weekend two, they came in.
No kill
that. Yeah. So they like weren't on the lineup, but you know, Andre, they're one of my all time favorites.
Yeah, I love them. Yeah,
amazing. All right, Playmate Dudes, how are we feeling, guys?
Feeling good.
Feeling great, man.
Okay, when we were young, we had a big show yesterday at Hawthorne Heights.
Oh, yeah.
How was that?
That was amazing. Pool party.
Did you guys jump in
None
at all?
None of us jumped in the pool.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't bring trunks, to be honest.
We did that Emo's Not Dead cruise, so it was like, oh, this is the cruise, but at in Vegas at a hotel.
But that's exactly what it felt like. Yeah. How are you liking the Vegas vibe so far?
I mean, I like Vegas in short, you know, spurts.
Weekends.
You know? Yep, exactly.
There
you
have
it. It's nice this year that we did it 2 years ago, this fest, and it's a lot cooler now than it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, like
nice.
Temperature-wise.
Yeah, temperature-wise. Vegas breeze rolling through.
I feel like Vegas is getting like a little grittier.
Grittier?
Yeah.
Going back to its roots.
Yeah, I think so. As I was driving in, I was like, yeah, this is where like all the bodies are buried.
Yeah, it is kind of sketchy.
It is a little gritty.
On the Uber over here, there was a place with a bunch of tanks and ammunition.
Yeah, right across here.
Yeah, that's my first time here. That was a little, I woke up, you know, kind of got in the car, and that was one of the first things I saw.
Yeah, greeted with. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome.
Yeah, well, you guys are on the road quick, the Delilah versus Juliet tour, so you're keep going. Are you guys excited for that? We the Kings?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be great. Yeah.
Cannot wait. And Emo Night is opening by, like, spinning a bunch of DJing emo bangers to get the crowd going. So
absolutely.
It's going to be a super fun tour, yeah.
Do you guys have any favorites? Are you going to sneak onto that pre-show playlist?
Ooh.
Oh, probably. But I don't know if we're controlling that thing.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they're going to play some Panic, some Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, it's, you know,
Taking Back Sunday.
Yeah.
Ocean Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you're from Chicago suburbs, from Westmont, Illinois.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, right next to the Lombard. And I'm not sure how familiar you are with the current scene, but they got a cool couple venues, DIY venues. There's one called Basement of the Coven in the bottom of a salon.
Whoa.
That you got to, like, get a ladder down or whatever.
What?
And your guy's name is on the walls.
What?
I'm being completely serious right now.
Like a sticker, or we have been there?
I don't think you guys have been there,
It's like climb down a ladder to get into the place?
Yeah,
that sounds awesome.
If you're ever back in Lombard,
you should go play
Basement of the Coven.
Of the what?
Of the Coven. It's right in downtown Lombard, right next to the train station in this little outlet.
Dude, let's go play it.
I can, if you guys really want to get something, I can
send the intro.
Yeah.
See the old train stop video building?
Yeah.
But how was the scene? Sorry, how was the scene when you guys were growing up there, Lombard? Like, what was it like?
It was so awesome.
Great, like, library. Animation Park is beautiful.
God, I love it.
I literally just, on the way here today, in the car, listened to our friends Lucky Boys Confusion. I don't know if you know them from back in the day. But they just released one of their independent albums, like, digitally on Spotify. And so was rocking that on the way here and thinking back to all those old, like, suburban scene shows. We play with them all the time, Show Off all the time, DeMar's band Knockout, Mike's old band Tone Deaf George. It was like a really vibrant scene, and everybody, all the band just kind of helping each other out and just trying to build this thing that eventually we moved it into the city, and, you know, we're selling out the Metro and freaking Fireside Bowl and places like that. So yeah, it was really, the scene was important to us back in the day.
I did some research. 17 shows was my count for how many times you guys played the Metro. Do you remember the very first one?
I do. These guys weren't even in the band.
Really?
When the band, Playmate Dudes, started, one of our original goals was to play the Metro. Mm-hmm. That was like my favorite venue,
absolutely,
going to shows in the city. And within about a year or so, we got our first gig there.
Wow.
So it was cool. Yeah, they let us into the Metro before the Fireside, before any of those other cool venues, yeah.
Who was it?
It was with Woolworthy.
Okay.
Who I believe is still maybe a band as well. They're still.
I was at that show, and I have the ticket stuff.
No shit, yeah.
There we go.
Hell yeah.
Crazy.
Didn't play, but was a fan.
Yeah.
Love Woolworthy.
Well, I want to thank you guys so much for sitting down and taking time with me. I'm looking forward to your
show. See you in Lombard, man.
I'll be there.
Yeah.